testing one for testing Thompson McKnight Jr. and dictating the neurological reevaluation and electrodiagnostic testing report on Tamara L. Hutchison, H-U-T-C-H-E-S-O-N, addressed to Dr. Aaron Bowen. False transcribed letterhead of October 31, 2012. It is entitled Neurological Reevaluation Electrodiagnostic Initial Electrodiagnostic Testing Report. The clinical indication is typed the same. Current complaints, current medications, previous medications, adverse reactions, all typed the same. Dear Dr. Bowen, Tamara Hutchison was seen today for reevaluation and initial electrodiagnostic testing, subparagraph. Today, I completed motor and sensory nerve conduction studies with central evoked F-wave responses for the median ulnar and radial nerves in the right upper extremity. Subparagraph, the nerve conduction studies for practical purposes are normal. Subparagraph, the F-wave responses, while showing normative latencies, show reduced amplitudes and temporal dispersion. New paragraph, she was recently seen with the results of her laboratory studies. Showing biomarkers for previous exposure to human herpes virus 6, parenthesis, a cause of chronic fatigue syndrome, human parvovirus B19, comma, cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus early antigen, IgG. Subparagraph, human herpes virus 6 DNA PCR was negative, as was the cryoglobulin level. New paragraph, previous testing showed a positive D-dimer and vitamin and subphysiologic vitamin D levels with findings of hyperhomocysteinemia, which resolved with therapy and testing. The thrombosis risk panel was otherwise unremarkable. Including the MTHFR DNA polymorphism mutation analysis for hyperhomocysteinemia. Tick-borne immune studies, that is, tick-borne infectious disease studies panel, was entirely unremarkable. The autoimmune motor and sensory neuropathy panel with neuronal-nuclear anti-HU antibodies showed a positive HU-HU antibody, IFA, in the serum. With a negative Western blot. GM1 antibody, IgG and IgM, were negative, the autoimmune motor and cystic neuropathy panel was positive for a GD1 small a antibody IgG at a time of 1 to 200. And was negative for any other autoimmune findings associated with motor or sensory neuropathy. Paragraph GAD65 and tryptase studies were normal, as was her comprehensive chemistry panel. New paragraph. Overnight diagnostic polysomnography was completed. New paragraph. As you may remember, she gave a premorbid history of difficulty with facial numbness prior to the development of a occipital headache. Associated over present for several weeks before the development of diffuse motor weakness with apparent progressive paraparesis, leading to her hospitalization in July. Subparagraph, a comprehensive evaluation at that time was unremarkable. New paragraph, since that time, she has difficulty with her neck and thoracic spinal pain. Subparagraph, she complains of recurrent episodes of nausea 2, possibly 3 times per week that is spontaneous and not necessarily associated with other symptoms, although she is in pain chronically. New paragraph, she continues to complain of diffuse weakness and respiratory difficulty. New paragraph, I'm referring her for pulmonary evaluation for pulmonary function studies, which may be particularly important considering her current findings that are highly suspicious, if not confirmatory, for C. Miller-Fisher variant Guillain-Barré syndrome. New paragraph, whether this is a continuous or a consequence of exposure to other viral or bacterial agents is uncertain at this time. New paragraph, because of the positive HU antibody, with her history of having had not only one episode of severe bronchitis, but a period of productive cough lasting more than 1 year, for which she was eventually treated with glucocorticosteroids, PET imaging was the paragraph in lieu of a CT scan of the chest to exclude small cell carcinoma. PT scan was approved and a whole body study was completed. That study was negative for hypermetabolic abnormality. Subparagraph, specifically, there was no lung masses, but there was some right lung apex lateral pleuroparenchymal scarring. Subparagraph, the abdomen and pelvis were unremarkable. There was normal metabolic activity in the musculoskeletal system. The head and the neck were otherwise normal. New paragraph, and subparagraph, this was an unremarkable study for staging and diagnosis of small cell lung cancer. New paragraph, in consideration of her findings, her clinical history and findings strongly suggest that she developed Guillain-Barré syndrome with the C. Miller-Fisher variant. And more than a year later, is still suffering the consequences, specifically indicating difficulty with respiratory embarrassment and thoracic spinal pain. new paragraph, in consideration of these findings, additional testing will be completed initially thoracic radiograms followed by CT or MR imaging as may be indicated. Number two, pulmonary referral for pulmonary function testing, of course, is indicated. So number three, I'll review the results of the diagnostic polysomnogram as they become available. Subparagraph, the study was completed last Thursday. New paragraph. It would be my opinion at this time that Tamara suffered an episode of Guillain-Barré syndrome and is possibly in the late recovery phase, still experiencing some difficulty with respiratory embarrassment. New paragraph at this time. She is noticing, once again, suboccipital cervical pain that occurred before her, quote, attack, unquote, of generalized weakness. So a paragraph for cervical imaging shows no disease of the cervical cord. New paragraph at this time, there appears to be no evidence for multiple sclerosis. Subparagraph MR imaging of the brain shows some ischemic white matter subcortical lesions, but these are not in locations or alignment that would strongly suggest multiple sclerosis. Subparagraph, on the other hand, her exposures to human herpes virus 6, cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus would place her at risk for the development of multiple sclerosis should she be at risk for genetic as a consequence of genetic predisposition. New paragraph, subparagraph. In consideration of this, we will arrange for diagnostic spinal fluid examination. New paragraph. I had a prolonged face-to-face discussion with her today. While we completed her electrodiagnostic studies over a period of 2 hours, in review of her current complaints and symptoms. New paragraph. The major problem that she has at this time is recurrent head, that is neck and thoracic pain with cephalgia, and development of severe nausea several times per week, for which she has responded to abortive medication. Subparagraph, while her headaches might be migrainous in nature, it's not entirely clear that her nausea is a consequence of migraine. Subparagraph, further evaluation. She was previously evaluated and underwent, previously completed gastroenterological evaluation at the time that she was diagnosed and treated for Helicobacter pylori infection many years ago, subparagraph. At that time, apparently, she was diagnosed to have chronic hepatitis C and referred to UCSF, where she was treated successfully with apparently ribavirin and interferon. New paragraph. Subparagraph, I suggested that she return there for reevaluation on a consultation basis for her recurrent nausea, since she will most likely require endoscopy and further evaluation for her recurrent nausea. And sign respectfully with my professional signature.